Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for Sunday Morning Alive right here on our website. Thank you so very much for joining us today as we gather once again around the Word of God, amen, to receive instruction of how to live victoriously in the end times, in a time of danger. Danger is the watchword that we need to take seriously, because the Bible said in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous simply means dangerous times are coming. And friend of mine, can you believe dangerous times are here? It's dangerous to go anywhere now, in the sense of what may happen because of what the world has become. The darkness is getting deeper as the world turns from the light and invites the darkness to invade hearts and minds and lives. And the prince of darkness is using this opportunity to deceive like never, ever before. It's a time of spiritual blindness. It's a time, amen, when we as Christians should have spiritual boldness, because we're not children of the darkness. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean we're immune from it, and we have to watch for it and we have to deal with it. It simply means that we are children of the light. The Bible calls, there's only two categories of people in Scripture, the lost and the saved, the children of darkness, the children of light, the children of God and the children of the devil. And when you come to Christ as your Savior, your Lord and Savior, and repent of your sins and receive Him as such, we become translated. Oh, I love that Scripture. We have been translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise God. Amen. That this prince of darkness that held us in prisons of darkness can no longer hold us in deception and darkness. Now we have become children of the light. Praise God. So, friend of mine, if you're a Christian today, we are children of the light and not the children of darkness. The Bible said the God of this world has blinded the minds of men, lest they would be enlightened, lest light would shine into that darkness, that spiritual blindness of mind and soul. Amen. Lest they would see the glory of the gospel, the opportunity to come out of that prison, the opportunity to have our sins forgiven, the opportunity to be reconciled unto God and to be saved and safe from the wrath to come. So let's get in the Scripture today and look at this end time danger of deception, the end time danger of deception. Many dangers from many different end-time signs and events. Some things seem to attract us more than other things, and we can be distracted from those things that are closer to us than a lot of the other signs. There shall be earthquakes in divers places, Jesus said. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. We see it right now. We're experiencing it in a clear understanding today that there are many wars, not just the war with Iran and Israel's conflict with the other nations around her, and the threat of Russia, and the war between Russia and the Ukraine, and now there's a threat to Europe because of the breakdown of NATO, and it goes on and on and on. There's the threat of pestilence and disease. We see that looming. We've been through that. We know the devastation financially and physically and emotionally when people lose loved ones, and a million people are dead, and people have lost their businesses and lost their lives and lost their loved ones, and it looms again, the possibility. and even the probability. This is dangerous times, perilous times, because of what men have become, what people have become, as they invite the darkness to invade this world and their lives and their countries, rather than the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. The mind's blinded, and those blinded minds can't see what you and I are supposed to see clearly. So today, as children of light, let's take heed to this particular end time sign. Matthew 24:3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what is the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Jesus answers a lot of questions before this particular danger. He says, because he talks about events near at hand that were going to happen, he says the destruction of Jerusalem, the end of the Jewish state, it's coming. The temple's going to be torn down. He's going to rebuild it, talking about his body. But the temple itself will be torn down. And then down through time to our day and to the last days. And he warned of deception. For many in verse 5 shall come in my name, saying, "I am Christ," and deceive many. So the end times will be marked by a time of great deception. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." A modern paraphrase reads, "unscrupulous men." Well, literally, I'm going to back up. Let me catch this part of this. "Unscrupulous con men will continue to exploit the faith. They are as deceived as the people they lead astray." Didn't Jesus put it this way? The blind will lead the blind. If the blind lead the blind, everyone goes into the ditch. And today it seems that we have a lot of Christians that are not following the truth of Scripture, that are not following the clear teachings of Scripture and the Bible, and thereby not following God nor His Christ and our Savior. But they're following that is trending rather than that is true. Listen, friend of mine, if we ever needed to get into the truth of the Word of God, and if we ever needed to get close to Him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," amen. If we ever needed to get into the Bible, the Word of God, it is now. For the Scripture said in John 8:30-31, "If you continue in my word," words of Christ, "if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, will set you free." And may I add, it will keep you free from all the error and deception that we're seeing today. Listen to this once again from the paraphrase. "Unscrupulous con men will continue to exploit the faith. They're deceived as the people they lead astray. And things will only get worse." In other words, it will exponentially continue to worsen. "Wax worse" is the King James. It will continually get worse and worse as we get closer and closer to the end. Listen, John chapter 4, 1 John 4:1 said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Many false prophets shall go out into the world. In Matthew 24:11, amen, Jesus said, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." an end time sign. Listen to it. It's deception. And it's deception, religious deception, as well as what we're seeing in the world at large. We're seeing religious deception like never before, spiritual deception through people that people follow because so many are following them. It must be God. Look at that building. It must be God. Look at the blessings on that person's life. Look how rich and wealthy and famous they are and how many attend the meetings. We're living in the mega church hour. But even the mega churches are beginning to shake because they were built on the personality of that preacher, him or herself. And when they fall, they take a lot of people down with them, and they cause the faith itself to be evil spoken of because of the way they have deceived and the way they were deceived. I believe some of the people that have fallen and are going to fall in the future, as we see them fall, amen, is because they are not only deceivers, they have deceived themselves. They haven't even examined themselves to see if they be truly in the faith. That's why when they fall, many times they don't just quit preaching, walk out of a pulpit. They turn away from God Himself and renounce the faith itself. The Apostle Paul said if they were of us, they wouldn't have went out from us. But they went out from us. This is not a sect losing people. This is not a denomination having another competitive denomination or church take sheep from them. These are people who never were born again. They were not of us. They were never children of the light. They were always children of the darkness. But they put on and feigned this persona of being Christians. They knew all the verbiage and all of the words and all of the slogans and all of the songs. They even led the songs in many cases. A friend of mine, there was a song leader in heaven. His name was Lucifer, Light Bearer. He was created to lead the praise in heaven. Pipes were in him at his creation. He was an instrument himself, and he was an instrument of God's to bring glory and honor to God in heaven. He was so close to God, that anointed cherub that walked among the coals of the altar. And yet, because by reason of his beauty, he was lifted up and led a rebellion in heaven against God. And he was cast down to this earth. And angels, he was so persuasive that angels followed him in the rebellion in the presence of light and glory and the goodness of God. A friend of mine today, if this evil, wicked, fallen angel could persuade other angels to follow him, we're no match for him without truth. There's no way we can avoid this danger of deception without God's truth to anchor us and hold us and keep us. Part of the vital part of the armor of God that doesn't get the attention that it needs is the belt of truth. Let your loins be girt about with truth. Put on the belt of truth. Praise God. Listen, friend of mine, that sword of the Spirit is also vital to our victory over deception. Sanctify them through thy word, for thy word is truth. And the Bible said if you continue in John 8, 30 and 31, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth. Hallelujah. And the truth will set you free. And may I add, it will keep you free from error. The great weapon against deception is and always has been and always will be God's eternal, inerrant truth. So the first piece of spiritual armor is put on the belt of truth. All the rest of the armor hinged on it. When the Roman soldier rose to battle, he put it on first, and then everything else hinged on that truth. Ephesians 6:14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Hallelujah. Yes, you can wield the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Then, yes, the shield of faith can be lifted high then, but not until you put on the belt of truth. 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Gird up the loins of your mind." That's how you put on the truth. You be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you fill your heart and mind with the truth according to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Listen, 2 Timothy 4:3. "For the time will come," and we're in it right now. It's a dangerous time, but because we're in this particular time, this peculiar time, when deception would be the most dangerous thing to every child of God and literally to everybody in the world. "For the God of this world has blinded the minds of men." That's why the target is the mind for deception, because he that controls the mind controls the will, and he that controls the will controls the eternal destiny of the human soul. Listen, friend of mine, 2 Timothy 4:3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." We kind of put that down. We kind of lay that aside. We want the emotion. We want the smoke on the stage. We want something to entertain us, something to titillate us. But it's doctrine is the foundation. We build our life. We build our hope. We build whatever we're building. We build it upon the foundation of truth and Him who is the truth. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Word of the living God. Heaven and earth will pass away, and it's in the process of passing. But my word shall abide forever, and he that does the will of God according to the word of God, that's where we get the will of God. Amen. We shall abide as eternally as God's word is. Hallelujah. "For the time will come they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ear from the truth." They will turn away their ear from the truth. 1 John 2:20 tells us, "But we have an unction from the Holy One to know all things." This unction denotes a special anointing in the context in particular to know truth. Praise God. Amen. Friend of mine, the Holy Spirit is not just here to give us the charismata, the gifts of the Spirit, but He's here to guide us into truth. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, John 16:13, the Gospel of St. John 16:13, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And one of the things He's showing us right now, taking heed to what the Spirit is saying to the church, is beware of deception, and in particular through men that Satan will deceive and use to deceive others. Evil men will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Listen, we are in that day when people are turning away from truth. Someone put it this way, and it broke my heart, but I searched the scriptures and found it to be true. Many, someone said. Many, on the broad way to destruction, the highway to hell, if you please. This wide superhighway that many go in are on that highway carrying a Bible. A Bible they don't read, a Bible they do not believe, a word they don't give any heed to. They're not children of the light. Otherwise, God's word would be a lamp to their feet and they would see the road I'm on leads to hell. It doesn't lead to heaven. Someone has promised me, twisting the word of God to tell me that I can sin with impunity, that grace is so cheap and grace is such a broad expression of God's love that that I can live for the devil my whole life and count on going to heaven when I draw my last breath. Listen, living for the devil proves you belong to him. You're still under his influence. You're still under his rule. You're allowing the flesh to completely lead you. And you look for teachers that will tell you it's okay because you do not want to deal with the fact that something in your heart is darkened and the light hasn't shined in that darkness. You have embraced an easy believism religious system, but you have not taken up your cross to follow Jesus Christ. Oh, friend of mine, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, and when you get truly saved, that is what you're called to, and that is what you should want to be. You deny yourself, not indulge yourself. You take up your cross, which means to crucify your flesh and the lust thereof. You're not looking for someone to tell you what your flesh desires. You're looking for someone to tell you what your reborn heart and spirit now desires. Praise God, because if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And one of those new things that has happened to us is that we have been translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, a kingdom of light and life and truth. Hallelujah. Where we embrace truth. We demand truth. We don't want someone to deceive us with the Word of God, but deliver us through the Word of God. If you continue in my Word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll learn to wield the mighty sword of the Spirit. Sanctify them through thy Word. Thy word is truth. It's not, someone put it this way, the sword of the Spirit is a two-edged sword. One edge is to cleanse us and keep us separate from the darkness and the world and the lust of the flesh. And the other is to defeat the devil when he comes to tempt us. It's a two-edged sword. Thank God for the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God that cleanses us and defeats our enemy. Someone said it well when they said the devil is the greatest deceiver that ever was and ever will be. Put the truth before him and he is gone. He has to run. He can't stand up against the glorious light that shines forth when truth is declared, believed and declared. The mighty sword of the Spirit will chase the devil. Amen. Instead of the devil chasing you and chasing me. Hallelujah. Give no ground to the devil. Don't listen to a word that contradicts the Word of God and the teachings of Christ. And don't let the personality of any gal or guy, any man or woman, it doesn't matter how many people follow them, how big their dynasty has become, how big their church is. It's not about that. It can be big as long as it's telling the truth. That person can be mightily used of God as long as they are representing and declaring the truth as is written in the Word of God. You take away the Word of God, there's nothing to try them with. There's nothing to try a spirit with. For it's no marvel if Satan himself, the Scriptures teach, reveal himself and manifest himself as an angel of light. But if he says anything that contradicts the inerrant eternal truth of God's Word, any other gospel, any other than the Word of God, let him be anathema. Let him be accursed. We to tell him to be gone and turn our back on an angel of light. Some people are so moved by signs, wonders. A false prophet's going to come and verify the Antichrist with signs and wonders, and they're lying signs and wonders. That they're not some little hat trick, some little sleight of hand. These are legitimate things that are going to happen that are supernatural, but they're to confirm a lie and not to confirm truth. But people not rooted and grounded in truth are going to be duped by this false prophet and readily follow the Antichrist that he is confirming. You've got to come out of the power of darkness and get under the rule of Jesus Christ. Get under the influence of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and he will keep you from error. Believe, you might not know the Scriptures like a theologian can quote them or explain them, but I'll tell you right now, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come to abide in you and something contradicts that, you may not see it clearly at first, but a flag will go up in your soul. Something will give you an uneasy feeling, and it'll drive you to search the Scriptures, to search out truth, to let the Word of God itself become, when it gets dark around you, become a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. And you can walk through this sin-darkened world with an enemy who uses deception as his greatest weapon. Amen. And you can walk with confidence that it won't work on you. It won't work in you. Praise God, because he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. You know, the context of that in Scripture is knowing the spirit of Antichrist from the true spirit of Jesus Christ, recognizing truth from error. It's the spirit of truth. It's not just having the Holy Ghost, and it's not just power without a particular focus of that power. And it's a person who's called the Spirit of Truth. And when he's come, he will guide you into all truth, and you will not be duped by the devil, because he that's in you, the Spirit of Truth, is greater than he, the one that is blinding and binding those that are children of darkness in the world. The greater one is living in you. Amen. That's why you should have a heart to seek and apply and obey truth in your life. I've been a preacher for over 50 years, pastor here for over 50 years. And I'm going to tell you, if I was church hunting, I don't want nobody to soft soap it. I don't want nobody to add to it. I don't want nobody to leave nothing out. I want to hear the whole counsel of God, because we're in dangerous days, when many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Listen, the devil is a preacher. He's a teacher. He can appear as an angel and tell lies. But dear friend of mine, we are children of the light, the true light that is based on the truth of Jesus Christ and the truth of the Word of God. And you put the truth before him, he's going to have to flee. He has no choice but to flee, because he cannot deny the truth that Jesus is the Son of the living God. That's why the demons and the demoniac of the Gadarenes said, "We know who you are. We can't deny it. Why have you come?" to persecute us before our time. They knew this is the one. This is the one that God has sent, that was God incarnate, God in flesh. They knew our days are numbered, and they knew he had absolute authority over them. Make no mistake about it, there's not a devil in hell that doubts that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Oh, friend of mine, today we need to get a hold of the Word, get it in us, and get it in it so he can get it in us, and get a hold of the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth, that we be not deceived. The Bible said during the tribulation, unless those days were shortened, there would be no flesh saved. So many are going to die during the tribulation, but there are going to be people saved during the tribulation. And the Bible said, if it were possible, the deception will then be when the darkness is so pervasive of deception, that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. If it were possible, the very elect of God could be deceived during those days. This is the time not to prepare for the tribulation, but to prepare for this darkness to become deeper and deeper and deeper as we approach the apex of it, when the tribulation breaks upon the earth, in particular the last 3.5 years. But it starts with deception. It starts with an antichrist, and it starts with a false prophet, and it starts with a promise of a utopian world, and through peace, a false peace. You see, deception is all intrinsic to Satan's strategy and plan for the future of this earth and mankind. He wants to rule. He wants to be God. He wants to reign. But Jesus, to the believer, is Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Satan is no longer our ruler. Jesus is our King. Hallelujah. So today, beware, beware, beware of surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Don't be deceived, amen, that day come upon you and me as a thief. For as a snare, it's going to come upon all the inhabitants of the earth. I love what it says in the book of Revelation when it says to the church of Philadelphia, because you have, this is not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this is in the ancient world, listen. He said, because you have kept the word of my patience, literally kept, patiently kept my word. In spite of all the temptations and deceptions, you have patiently persevered and kept my word. And through that kept the faith. Because you have patiently endured all of these tests and these persecutions and these distractions and these deceptions. Amen. I will keep you from the hour of temptation that is coming to try all the inhabitants of the earth. Praise God. Friend of mine, we're going to be kept if we will keep our eyes on Jesus, if we will keep our focus on the Word of the living God. Get in the Bible. Get the Word in you. Now that the Spirit of truth guide you and it continue in it, you'll know the truth, not just up in your head, but down in your heart. And you will know the truth, not just intellectually, therefore, but you will know it experientially. You will know the freedom that you have from the fear and the doubt and the deception and the distractions of the last day. And you'll see the same thing the world is seeing, but through a different lens. You'll see it through the lens of the soon coming of our sovereign and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When you see these things, Jesus said, begin to come to pass. Lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing nigh. dear friend of mine, Jesus is coming soon, sooner than when we believed. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. The devil is doing everything he can to capture every heart and mind that he can through spiritual deception, through blindness spiritually, blinding the minds of men. Don't let him deceive you. And particularly, don't let him deceive you through people with a persona and a personality that draw many to follow them. Many will depart from the faith. Some will depart from the faith. But many will follow false prophets, and they will be deceived, and they will fall into the same error that leader has fallen into, which is predicated by spiritual blindness. Evil men and deceivers will get exponentially worse. Oh, but the light shines brightest in the darkness of night. That's when the light is not put out. That's when the light is enhanced. Praise God. Well, if you go, I've used this illustration so many times, I hesitate to use it, but in closing, I want to. It's practical. It's personal. I have a porch light that won't go off. I need to fix it because every little bit helps now on the electric bill. I know it's not a lot, but everything helps, and I feel better if it would, be on a timer and just go off when it's supposed to, come on when it's supposed to. But, I just leave it on right now. I leave it on. And if you go by the front of my driveway, that porch light, you wouldn't even know it's on in the brightness of day. But as the twilight comes and the darkness comes in and comes on, that light is already on. It's burning. And now people could notice it and will notice it if they look over to the house that little driveway leads right up to, just off the road. They will see a light on. And it will be bright at twilight. It will be brighter in the dark and at midnight. Everyone can see it, and they can see it further because the darkness just enhances the light. Take courage today, children of light. Put on the armor of light. Walk in light as He is in the light. We're talking about truth here. Amen. Eternal, inerrant, that is personified by Christ Himself, that is preserved for us in holy canon and holy writ, the Word of the living God. Heaven and earth passes. The Word of God is eternal, and it's inerrant. Praise God. Oh, friend of mine, I'm glad to be a child of the King. I'm glad to be delivered from the Prince of Darkness and His influence. I'm glad to have my mind renewed by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit today. Praise God, I'm well armed against deception and deceivers today. How about you? We love you today. We pray you'll come back as we get into the Word of Truth. Pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us and that we will know the truth. And the truth will keep us safe in this last and closing hours while we have time. Hallelujah. Today, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, the Bible says and calls you children of the darkness. You're under the influence of the evil one. The Bible said the God of this world has blinded the minds of men. That means your mind has been affected and infected by deception already. If you've ever heard the gospel and the devil has lied to your mind, he's told you, not now. You'll have time later. You're having too much fun fulfilling all the lust of your flesh. He's lied to you. You don't even know that you have another breath. Only God knows when you will take your last breath. But He'll tell you there's plenty of time. He doesn't want to alert you to the danger of your eternal soul's final destiny. But we've got time right now in this holy moment. We have time, and time is running out, and time is precious. I'm not just talking about the fact that Christ could come at any moment, talking about the fact that your heart, my heart, could stop at any moment. And if it did stop, where would you spend eternity? So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, because I believe in the name of Jesus that the scales will fall from your eyes. The Holy Spirit will reveal your lost condition and that simultaneously call you to salvation, point you to the Savior, and urge you to come to Christ. Run to Christ. Run to Jesus. Confess your sins, repenting of them, and be saved. Be sealed by the Holy Spirit, and be safe from the wrath to come. Come today. The devil can't keep you. The day you decide to come to Jesus, the bars will break. God will break you out of prison of darkness, bring you into the kingdom of light. So come, just as you are. Come and be saved.